Is there a line beyond which you could not forgive? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Janet Eccles, who was on our previous show, who had that very line crossed when she met the man who killed her 23-year-old son.
Yeah, I think that there are things that people might even think, and I know I've had those thoughts in my mind, like, if this happened, I couldn't forgive this person. I just couldn't. But, you know, I've learned in my life, I had a situation, nothing compared to what has happened in her life.
Yeah.
But it was something that I thought I could never forgive someone for. And I just held on to it, and you could see it in my very being. And I met this minister once, and I said, I just don't know how I can forgive this person, you know? And I felt like if I forgave, that somehow I was letting that person off the hook.
Mm.
And I think a lot of times,
like weakness.
Yeah, people feel like that, or that I have to be friends with them again, or somehow have that relationship.
Yeah.
And I didn't want that relationship, but I found out that forgiveness is not that, that it's not becoming friends with that person. It's not even saying what you did is right. It's
right.
Releasing
condoning
that
it.
Judgment right. to God. And so this minister said to me, you know, he talked about Jesus being on the cross and the whole story about Jesus getting spit on. And as he was dying, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yeah.
And this minister said to me, do you think that would have happened to you or your family if that person knew who they were? If they knew what they were doing? And that really revolutionized my life, and it really helped me to forgive.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think a lot of people, they say, I have that line.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, we say, well, you know, this is forgivable, that's forgivable, but here, this is not forgivable.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't really know that line until that line is crossed. It's like there comes a point where that line is crossed for someone and they're just like, you know what? I will never forgive. And like, they feel like they need to hold that, right? Like
mm-hmm.
you were saying. But the truth is, holding that doesn't do anything but destroy you on the inside.
Yeah.
Justice will come.
Mm-hmm.
There is a just God.
Mm-hmm.
And the one who can forgive, not forgive and just be like, okay, whatever, you know, just do it again. But
yeah.
the one who can forgive and trust God and say, God, I trust you. Because God expects that. It says in the word that it says, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Mm.
They're linked together.
Wow. Well, let's find out how Janet was able to forgive. Stay tuned.
Real Life is made possible this week by Pearl Walk Restaurant and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. For the best Chinese food in Colorado, check out Pearl Walk on 120th Avenue in Broomfield. Sample their famous sesame chicken, or bring a group to dine on one of their special gourmet meals. Make plans now to visit Pearl Walk Restaurant, located in the Broomfield Plaza Shopping Center just east of Sheridan on 120th. Or call them at 303-465-3755. That's 303-465-3755.
Hi everyone, this is Kathleen Lay, host of the Real Life Radio Show.
This is Evangelist Ann Lay, and we wanted to thank you for being a faithful listener to Real Life.
Yeah, and did you know that we have a prayer line just for you? If you need prayer, please feel free to give us a call at 877-480-4477. Also, we have monthly partners who receive a CD set of 6 of our shows every month. If you'd like to help us to reach more people through your generous donation, please feel free to give us a call, 877-480-4477. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Janet Perez Eccles, and she has been with us the last couple of shows, sharing how the tragedy has become triumph in her life.
Yeah.
She was blind at 30 years old. It was a situation where she ended up gradually becoming blind due to a condition in her eyes.
Yeah.
And then
retinal disease.
As if that wasn't bad enough, her husband left her. But you know what? A scripture came out as she went to church. She was hoping to get healed of her blindness. And in one way she was. She was healed of her spiritual blindness because that is where she found Jesus.
Yeah.
And her life changed.
That's awesome.
But the scripture was, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added to you. Mm-hmm. And when she did that, a week later, her husband came back.
That's just so awesome.
And her life was beautiful. Everything was going well. And something tragic happened
again
in her life. Her 19-year-old son was stabbed 23 times.
I couldn't imagine that.
And we're going to find out what she went through and what happened when she met the person who killed her son. Let's welcome to the show, Janet. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Kathleen.
So, yes, tell me about that. You had that devastating news that your son actually died. When this happened in your life, I know you had a lot of questions and emotions. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, once we had to try to survive that horrible episode that no parent ever wants to ever face, we just began to seek God even more deeply. My husband and I prayed, asking God for comfort, for peace, and he did. He gave us a peace knowing that we're going to see our Joe again in heaven, as my Joe 2 years prior to that had accepted Christ as his Savior. So a year went by, and we were still being comforted by the Lord, healing. And a year after he was killed, the man responsible was tried, and we went to court. The trial took 3 days, and it was probably the most difficult 3 days of my life, even other than when we lost Joe, because I had to listen to all those horrible details of what happened that night, how pulled into a 7-Eleven in his car. The man also pulled in there. They got out of their cars. My son didn't know the man was armed with a knife. He stabbed my Joe 23 times, and he stabbed my son's friend 7 times. The friend survived. Of course, my son didn't. So I had to listen to all those details, including the medical forensics' description of each of his stab wounds, including the one to his heart. And it was tearing me apart, but I knew, I kept saying, Lord, just give me the strength to enjoy this, because we know we have to see justice, justice be served. The man has to be punished, because he only suffered a scratch in his cheek and he went home. Yeah. So at the end of the third day, the jury was ready with the verdict. So we walked back into the courtroom. We stood to our feet. I held onto my husband's hand, and I held my breath while the verdict read, and it read, "We find the defendant not guilty of all counts." Mm. He pled self-defense and was sent home free.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And so we were just numb. Numb. We could not believe it. To this day, people can't believe that kind of verdict could have been rendered. But in Florida, we have a law where it says that if your life is threatened, you're justified to kill the other person. So the man pled self-defense. Mm. We just couldn't understand. You know, we're thinking, God, what are you? How could you allow this injustice to take place? My husband and I, literally on our knees by our bed, we prayed, asking for understanding, for peace once again, week after week. And one night, my husband said to me, "We have to do something." He said, "If this man repents and is forgiven, he too will be in heaven worshiping with our Joe. We need to forgive him." And so when he said that to me, it was almost like he was reading my heart, because I had also thought of that. But when he brought it up to me, we both decided to forgive the man who killed our son. And, you know, then what happened was that all those bars of resentment and anger and bitterness that could have held us prisoners, they were set free. They were kicked down, setting us free to live with peace and with joy. So when we saw the man in the courtroom, we didn't know what the verdict was going to be. But now that we know what we're called to do, God was showing us what freedom looks like, the freedom that only forgiveness brings.
So tell me, Janet, what does that look like as far as forgiveness? Now, I understand there was an altercation and this guy just goes on a rampage is what I see it as. But at the same time, God spoke to your husband. He spoke to you about forgiveness. How does someone really let go and forgive? I mean, that's probably the sin of all sins, so to speak, in someone's eyes, like killing a family member or their son. Like, did you see this guy and tell him you forgive him, or was it just a heart issue? How did that work out?
We have not told him to his face in person, but should we run into him, I would probably give him a hug and tell him, you know, "I forgive you because Jesus first forgave us."
Yeah.
Look how much we could have paid for, and Jesus paid for that on the cross already. So how can we not do the same to this man? And God never said forgive only if the person is punished justly, or if that person apologizes or asks for forgiveness. Jesus just said to forgive. And I think he said that so we ourselves could do that for ourselves, to be able to live in freedom. Mm. And what it means, really, is not hold any resentment or get a feeling of, "Oh, I shouldn't have forgiven him. He should pay," or try to seek revenge. No, it's the other way. It gives us clarity to be able to see just the extent of the forgiveness that God had for us through Jesus Christ. Mm. To your question, Kathleen, I think many people, when I share this as I travel, they say to me, you know, I don't know if I can forgive that. I just can't do it. Or I can't forgive myself. And you know what I tell them? I say, you're absolutely right. You cannot. But through Christ, you can. It would have been impossible for my husband and I to say we forgive him if we'd not had that faith, that knowledge of his word, that closeness to the Lord, that willingness to receive what he said, to obey him. So see, we had that relationship with him. That's what helped us forgive him. Not our own abilities or wisdom or feeling, look how good I am.
Right.
Not at all. It was through him.
Mm. There are people right now listening who maybe have much less to forgive, but still are holding on to it. Real quick, just say one thing, that if they don't forgive the person that they're angry with, what is the consequence of not forgiving?
Yes, they put themselves in a prison. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jesus said in his word, he said, you know, forgive other men as God forgave you. If you don't forgive their sins, God will also not forgive you. And that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
The person who committed that act against you or against your loved one may not be suffering at all. They may not even feel guilty, or maybe their life is ruined, but that's not our concern. Mm-hmm. God is concerned what's going on in our own heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, Janet, it's been a pleasure having you on our shows, and we just pray the Lord continue just to richly bless you and your husband, your family, and thank you for just being so open to us about everything, and we truly appreciate you.
It was a blessing, Kathleen. Thank you, Anne.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
What a story. And what I'm really just, what I'm feeling right now is, it's true, you can't forgive on your own something like that. And someone right now, you're listening, you're saying, how could she have done that? What is that real? And the answer is yes. As she said, with Christ, we can forgive the unforgivable. When we allow Christ to take over our lives and really truly forgive us, it will naturally begin to run out of us, almost like a pressure-filled bottle of water. And that forgiveness is that water. And if we are filled with that forgiveness of our own through God, it will naturally flow out, and the unforgivable things will be forgivable, but it won't be you. It will be Christ inside of you. Someone is listening right now and they're saying, that's me. Please, would you pray for me? Jesus, I pray, Lord God, for my friend who's listening, who's saying,
yes.
I've been hanging on to this for years and I think I'm hearing this and I want to give this to Christ. So just say this with me, my friend. Jesus, I can't forgive, but please, I'm giving it to you now. Help me to forgive as you have forgiven me. Help me to forgive, God. I want to forgive. I want to be set free. Freedom right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. That is so freeing. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.